Feel Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
I'm Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Soldado de Francisco Villa, de aquel hombre de fama inmortal, que aunque estuvo sentado en la silla, no envidiara la presidencial. Ahora vivo allá por la orilla, recordando aquel tiempo inmortal. ¡Ay, ay! Allá por Parra, yo fui uno de aquellos dorados que con tiempo llegó a ser mayor. En la lucha quedamos lisiados, defendiendo la patria y honor. Hoy recuerdo los tiempos pasados que peleamos con el invasor. ¡Ay, ay! Hoy recuerdo los tiempos pasados de aquellos dorados que yo fui mayor. Tanto montaba en Jiménez, la muerte alcanzó. Una bala que a mí me tocaba, a su cuerpo se le atravesó. Al morir de dolor relinchaba, por la patria la vida entregó. Llevo grabado en mi mente y en mi corazón, y aunque a veces me vi derrotado por las fuerzas de Álvaro Obregón, siempre anduve como fiel soldado hasta el fin de la revolución. Allá siempre anduve como fiel soldado que tanto ha luchado al pie del cañón.
El verso es una paloma que busca dónde anidar. Está allá y abre sus alas para volar y volar.
Ah. canto es un canto libre que se quiere regalar.
Mi canto es un canto libre
a quien le estreche su mano, a quien quiera disparar.
Mi canto es un canto libre.
Mi canto es una cabeza.
That was that song was by Victor Jara. Victor Jara, one of our artists and most appreciated idol that we've had in Chile in the folky type of music. It was Victor Jara, Violeta Parra, Ángel Parra, Inti Illimani, Quilapayún, Iyapu, Los Curacas, many of them, but this one is the one that actually stayed with us forever. They all stay with us forever, but this is a very typical bad example of what the dictatorship did to musicians and artists, poets, teachers, you know, and everybody who was doing good to the country was actually annihilated, exiled, tortured, disappeared. And he was one of them. He was his hands cut off because he could play the guitar. And so they thought that by cutting his hands off, they could stop him from playing the guitar. which is the same thing they did with Tito Fernandez. Tito Fernandez used to play the guitar and sing as well. But Tito Fernandez, another artist of Chile, he was kind of more into the serious and comedy kind of poetry that represented our campesinos, you know, our people from the farm, you know, from the south of Chile. There were. That was a tribute to Victor Jara. That song was him, actually him singing. And, now what I wanted to mention to you all, you know, is we'll have to have a prayer for our Chile, our country. You know, Chile goes every year goes through a lot of fires, you know, fires that actually... When I was a kid, these fires started by themselves, you know, with a piece of glass, as I was saying earlier on. But now they're being provoked, you know, they're being started by people, you know. Many years ago, the Mapuches, the natives, were accused by the right-wing and fascist that they were burning the forest, the land. And this is a kind of thing that you cannot believe. How can you burn? It's like burning your home, you know. I'm burning my home. I want to get attention from people, so I'm going to burn my home. Yeah, and now I got nowhere to go because I just burned my home. Do you see, this is the propaganda, you know, that the right wing and like the Zionists, I don't like genocide. Oh, you're anti-Semitist. Do you see what I mean? This is all lies. Everywhere people lie because of their own convenience. And this is the sad thing about human beings, you know. If you wanna be popular with your mates, you know, nowadays, you don't have to do anything spectacular, you know, you've got to lie. You can lie, you can make things up, you can make stories up, you know, and make them really, really interesting, you know, and you're going to be very, very popular with everyone, you know what I mean? And everybody will support you and be with you and take you out for a drink or two, a meal, you know what I mean? This is what it is right now, you know, and I'm afraid that we are being entertained, you know, by lies, you know, lies everywhere, lies, 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 lies. Okay, well, anyway, these fires, you know, they first started in Patagonia, the Argentinian side. You know, Patagonia is in between Chile and Argentina, okay? And in Patagonia, people live in Patagonia. People, live, you know, they get their forests, they got their rivers, they got their animals, they got their, you know, farms. You know, people live there, okay? And also, it's also always been like a touristic attraction, you know, in Latin America. Because you travel all the way from South America, in South America, all the way down to the south, and you get to Patagonia. Patagonia has been advertised, you know, for tourist visits. Right, so, yeah, beautiful. And I could even say that it's the eighth wonder of the world, you know. It's beautiful, he says. Natural. You cannot get any more natural unless you spell natural with capitals, right? I'm making a joke out of this, but the thing is, I'm going to tell you something sad right now, you know? In Argentina, two IDF soldiers from the Zionist regime of Israel were arrested and caught in Argentina, setting fires to the part of the forest. They were caught by peasants who were walking down around the area because of they live there, obviously, you know. And they find these two guys there, like making a bonfire. You're not allowed to do that because the fauna is so delicate. It's so delicate. You know, any little spark, you know, would start a fire. Okay. So they were caught there. They were, I don't know what happened to them. They were arrested, I think, and fined, you know, for what they were doing. And they said they were guests of the Argentinian government, which is Milei. Milei, the self-proclaimed Jewish. Self-proclaimed Jewish, right? when he was campaigning to become president, he was a Christian because he wanted everybody to vote for him. Because, you know, obviously the Latin America is a majority of Christianity, you know. Then you get all the different religions, you know, but the majority is Christianity. Argentina, Chile, and lots of the countries of Latin America, they are declared Christians, you know, Christian or Catholics, you know, why? So this guy was one of them before, you know, and then when he became president, he became Jewish. And he went to the wall, you know, he banged his head against the wall a few times, you know, no wonder they all gone nuts, you know. Keep banging their heads against the wall. Well, anyway, this guy allowed and invited also people from Israel to come over to Argentina, you know, and even offered them land and territory, or Patagonian territory, right? And so what these people do, you know, is exactly what they're doing. They're destroying Gaza, and not because they want to destroy Gaza, but because Gaza is an attraction, touristic attraction. And also they found out that in Patagonia you got lithium, you got diamonds, you got some minerals, some resources, you know, that sustained, you know, the two countries, Argentina and Chile, and Patagonia itself. So yeah, there we are. Now the fires started in Chile, and now the whole south of Chile is under fire. Three quarters of the forests, you know, are under fire. So can you imagine the loss in income, the loss of you know, our resources, you know, the loss of beauty, the loss of attraction to tourists. You know, what tourists would like to go there and watch a burned down forest? No one. And you know the reason why these people are burning this part of Chile? Because they are scared, you know, that Gaza is going to, the party's going to be over pretty soon. Because people are realizing around the world, you know, that this is enough, enough is enough. You know, now we have to stop funding you, we have to stop selling you weapons, we have to stop supporting genocide because this has gone far enough. So now the threat of the Zionists themselves threatening Iran, threatening all the countries, the surrounding countries, all these countries are turning against them, saying, "Well, okay, listen, you know, you better be careful because otherwise we're going to turn around and, you know, do you some damage, you know." So can you imagine, with all that going on in the air, you know, in a country where you could be any time you could be attacked, you know, by all this. And now they are feeling how the Palestinian people are feeling or felt throughout all the years. So all these people that, as I was saying, who don't even belong there. When you talk about immigrants here, immigrants there, immigrants there. Do you know, some of these people, they're immigrants from New York to the Gaza Strip to occupy the, you know, the part of the terrain, part of the country, you know, of Palestinian country. You know, and they're settling down, they're building homes. If they're not stealing homes from the Arabs, you know, they're building homes. They're destroying the olive trees, you know, which was the sustainability for the Palestinian people. They've destroyed the whole country in order for them to build their own cities, their own. Well, they want to create a new country for themselves, you know. So therefore, that's what it is. But some of the ones who actually escaped from there, they all ended up in South America, like the Nazis did, you know, in the Second World War. Where did the Nazis go, preferably, yeah, after the Second World War? Where did they go? Huh? Where? Argentina, Chile, Paraguay, Uruguay, Guatemala, Brazil. You know, they escaped to South America because South America is the safest place on earth, I should say, you know, safest for the fascists, because the fascists, when they go somewhere, they don't go empty-handed, they go with plenty of money, you know, so they pay governments, you know, they buy this, they buy that, they right? And first of all, the main country is poor in order for those countries, you know, to need the money, to need the dosh, you know, to need the income. And then on top of that, they destroy the country, you know, and then they offer them the money, you know, that we can lend you this money, blah, blah, blah. Or you can, we can have that that area there, you know, to build whatever, right? Okay. So here's the money, blah, blah, blah. So all the most of the countries, you know, that accept all this extortion money, they're all corrupt countries, right? And if you don't accept it, here comes the United States, you know, and they organize a coup in your country. They take your president out. They kill your president that they did with ours, right? Or the Noriega also, well, Noriega, it's likely that he's going to go there. They're going to go there too, you know. And what's that guy from Panama? They arrested him as well. And he was one of the narco traffickers who was created by the United States themselves. You see what I mean? They create monsters, you know. When these monsters turn against them, they destroy them, right? So I wouldn't be surprised if they go for after Lula, you know, in Brazil. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if they go for any other countries in Africa, you know, and kidnap the president, take him to the United States, put him in jail, you know, and still have no proof of these accusations that they're making, right? So anyway, I keep going away from the point, you know, but the point, the thing is, so much to say, so much to speak about, so much to mention, you know, so much to know, so much to learn, you know, from all of us. I'm still learning myself. I'm still learning all these things that are going on. But right in front of my eyes, you know, I made my own conclusions, you know. I don't listen to BBC News anymore because it's a kind of separate thing. It's a Zionist propaganda. So I listen to radio programs, you know, international radio programs. I watch international news on TV, you know, and then don't believe everything that I hear, right? I put everything together and I depending on the history of whoever I'm looking into, is how I make my conclusion, okay? And that's what it is. And it's very easy to do. You go back in history and find out what countries in the world have been more at war, more bullying, more thieving, more, you know what I mean? And then that's what history is all about, because history is there to remind you of what went on in the past. So if you did something wrong in the past, you know, today you're not gonna do the same mistake. But unfortunately, some people cannot read. And unfortunately, you know, they're making the same mistakes and sometimes, you know, even worse, right? These two guys who got arrested in Argentina, and now they arrested two other guys who were IDF, also tourists from IDF. I thought you guys were too busy killing people in the Gaza Strip. You know, you didn't have time for a holiday. Yeah, but because they are the scouts. They go around the world scouting, you know, where terrain we can move to next and take over, invade, steal, and settle down. You know, because that's what the United States is. The United States was a nice, peaceful, beautiful people, nice-looking guys, you know, healthy stuff, blah, 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 until the colonizers from Europe started to arrive, and the whole thing went to bits, right? I don't know if when this guy, Trump, says, let's make America great again, I don't know if he actually means, you know, let's get out of here, we colonizers, and leave these people alone so they can make America great again. Or are they taking part in making America great again? So far, they haven't shown no sign of making America great again, right? They've shown mistakes. They've shown the cock-ups. They've shown racism. They've shown the fascism, the imperialists. They've shown everything that is wrong in life. That's what they've shown. They've also shown support for the genocide. And you got another guy, Marco Rubio, the worm. You know, they all call the worm. Whoever is a Latino in the United States and thinks that because he's got a passport, it's going to be, oh, I'm a North American right now, you know. No. It's a piece of paper, man. You know, you still, they still don't like you anyway. But you made the numbers, so they want you. They accept you because you make up the numbers, you know. Because that's all they think about, statistics and numbers. Oh, we go, they killed two of our soldiers. We killed 10 of them, so we are better than them. You know, it's those numbers and comparisons and statistics, you know. When Donald Trump says that the whole, all these countries he names, you know, about cheetos, you know, that's what he refers to, these countries who don't agree with him or his policies or his government or don't accept the United States being a bully, all right? Cheetos. Have you ever seen programs about the United States, you know, how the state of the United States is, you know, it's the right word, United States, because it goes in states, you know, estates or states, right? Eventually, the state of the country is, you know what I mean? I don't know if you understood that. It's like a siren, you know, it's like an alarm, you know, going on. What's going on, man? You know, people cannot count on the next day because they might be dead in the street. They might be dead for overdose of fentanyl, you know, the drugs, right? And they accuse people of being narcos and stuff, you know, and it's the biggest narco traffickers of the world. Anyway, going back to this situation right now, you know, my sister last night, she rang me, she said, you know, because one of my, well, actually my family from the south, they live in Tomé, which is Concepción, which is very close to the sea, right? And this forest, you know, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place, you know. And it's burning, these fires everywhere, you know, these fires burning on the forest, you know, the harvest, you know, that the people have put their hearts, their lives to create, to grow, you know. And two more guys got caught up, got arrested. And there we are, IDF again, you know, on holiday. On holiday in the south of Chile, as they call it, trekkers, you know, they go around up the mountain, walking around, blah blah blah, you know, holiday, you know. And so yeah, that's what's happening right now, and it's very unfortunate because lots of people have lost their homes, lots of people have died already, and it's still happening. You know, if you watch the news live on TV, you know, right now about Chile. That is what's going on. And also in Argentina, you know, now the forest is quite close to the homes. So the homes are at risk of being on fire as well. So there you are. You see, malice, bullying, extortion, corruption is still going on. Now the governments of Argentina and governments of Chile should put a stop to that. But who are they? We got a Nazi in power in Chile, Kast, president, the new president who takes over in March, right? So this president, who is still in power right now, should do something about it. But unfortunately, he cannot do it with his compadre, amigo, or, you know, colleague next door in Argentina, because Milei is a fascist, imperialist, sucker, right? That he will accept the Zionists in his country. He will not agree with the president who is still in power right now in Chile to stop these people from coming into the countries. He will not do that. He will not agree with that because he said that zurdos, leftists, that's what they call them in Chile, in Latin America, zurdos, commies, blah, blah, I don't talk to them, I don't agree with them, blah, 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 because he's a fascist. So anyway, amigos, I don't know what's going to happen, you know, probably, you know, more and more victims are going to, you know, going to be at risk, more properties are going to be destroyed, and who knows, you know. I remember last year there was help from all around the countries, you know, in South America to put the fires out in Chile, and at that time there were guys caught, they were caught with you know, jugs of gasoline and devices, you know, to start fires with, you know, last year. This year they caught these guys smoking in Patagonia. You're not allowed to smoke in Patagonia. You know why? Because of that I said earlier on, you know, so the fauna is very delicate. Everything's delicate there, you know. It's like when you go to the reef, you know, by a reef in Australia. You're not allowed to go near that place because if you do that, you know, the ecology will be affected, you know. The same with our ecology in Patagonia, you know. All these things, you know, that we had not been looking after for all our lives. Now we're waking up and thinking, yeah, man, we have to look after this, we have to look after that. But in the past, you know, all the damage was done in the past as well towards nature. Now we're trying to recover nature because nature slowly is making us pay. We got tsunamis, we got earthquakes, we got volcanoes erupting every time. We got the tremors that are happening in Chile, for example. There are maybe 10 or 20 tremors a day, you know. But people are used to it, so they don't really bother. They don't really panic anymore. So this is what it is, you know. So as I always say, I was in the last, I don't know, 10 years or so, I've been voting for Green, you know, Green Party. People go, oh, no, Green, you know, they're not going to get anywhere. Well, you know, but at least my vote is given in order to try and save the planet. Because we have to think about the future. We're going to go soon. We're going to go disappear, you know. But the next generation, they need a planet. They need a place to live at. So there we are. And these people, what is they're doing in Patagonia is incredibly sad, you know. I think governments should put a foot down and say, like, okay, this is it. You're not coming in, you know. Not at all. You're not coming here because of you are supporting genocide in Palestine, and you're not coming here because your people have been destroying our country, and we don't want that. We don't want that same to happen to us, like you guys are doing in Palestine. And that will be a beautiful answer. With that, you will stay as president forever. We'll vote for you every minute. Do you know what I mean?
Entren, bienvenido a mi nido. No me tienen que pagar nada, yo lo invito. Esto va por la casa, no me tienen que dejar propina. La receta de hoy es la especialidad de la cocina, carne cecina. Y pa' que aguanten el pico, un poco de yuca frita con mojito.
Do you have some Doritos?
No, yuca frita con mojito.
Do you have some Coca-Cola?
No, pero tengo vino perico. Y rapidito ese tipo me salió malcriadito.
Do you know who I am?
¿Cómo? ¿Que te llamas Juan?
Do you know who I am?
Que si yo me llamo Juan,
you'll convert Coca-Cola.
Pues mira Juan, aquí lo que hay es cola, champán y chinita. Pero si quieres una notita, medalla es la cervecita.
I just want Coca-Cola.
Te dije que no me llamo Juan y que lo que hay es cola, champán. Y al rato ese prieto me dijo que se llamaba Puff Daddy y que él era el sugar daddy de todos los Mac Daddies. Me salió de atrás pa'lante, bien bocón como altoparlante. Así que lo escupí con salsa picante y al instante se puso de pie. Y en una sentada le dije que tenía la lengua malcriada.
Do you know who I am?
Te dije que no me llamo Juan y ahí fue que lo crucé por la quijá. Entonces se fue a la pica, a las millas de chaflán, con un chichón en la chola, a lo mamadutiam. Y yo lo perseguí por toda la San Sebastián hasta la calle del Cristo. Y ahí fue cuando me tiré el Sixto Escobar, con el 1, 2 y el jab. Lo puse a volar como chiringa, lo puse a escupir agua de piringa por los pantalones. Empezó a botar azúcar negra por los calzones y hasta por las medias botando mojones. Mojones color verde oliva, sí, color verde oliva, lo que caga la gente fina por comer platos de comida de 50 pesos para arriba.
Hay un chorro de lechones,
yo no soy lechón.
Hay un chorro de jamones,
yo no soy jamón.
Aunque me ofrezcas un millón, yo te digo que no. Hay un chorro de mamones, hay un chorro de lechones,
yo no soy lechón.
Hay un chorro de jamones,
yo no soy jamón.
Si Pop Daddy me ofrece un millón, yo le digo que no. Hay un chorro de mamones.
No te creas que porque mi raza es chiquita se quita. Si no donkeamos nos vamos en huirita. Y todos los gringos como tú se pueden ir con toy camarita por la garita. No tienen que hacer cita si ustedes son visitas. Seis chis y una sonrisita. Y pa' la playita, pa' los tiburones, pa' que te arranquen los tendones. Porque aquí en Puerto Rico somos los más jodones. Y después de eso por Daddy regresó a los New York. Un poco sato, menos hombre, con otro sobrenombre, P. Diddy, Mr. P. Diddy. Aquí está tu bibi, pa' que chupe un poco de leche borinqueña, pa' que lo pienses dos veces antes de coger una leña, pa' que cuando vengas pa' acá no hagas mueca, no hagas seña. Esto te puede costar todas las greñas, así que si no quieres que te sacudan el tabique, piénsalo antes de meterte con un cacique. Esto no es Mozambique, esto es Puerto Rico. Aquí te das contra el seto, aquí todo el mundo usa peto. Aquí en Puerto Rico casi todo el mundo es molleto. Aquí aunque seas blanco eres prieto. Aquí hay respeto o te lo espeto. Aquí se respeta o se te espeta. Aquí se respeta o se te espeta. No me agites, no me hagas decir puñeta. Ya lo dije, mala mía, pero es que no voy con los gringos. Los tengo del tingo al tango y del tango al tingo. Y yo voy a mí aunque sean un chingo.
Hay un chorro de lechones.
Yo no soy lechón.
Hay un chorro de jamones.
Yo no soy jamón.
Aunque me ofrezcas un millón, yo te digo que no.
Hay un chorro de mamones. Hay un chorro de lechones.
Yo no soy lechón.
Hay un chorro de jamones.
Yo no soy jamón.
Si Pop Daddy me ofrece un millón, yo le digo que no.
Hay un chorro de mamones.
Man, these motherfuckers don't know who the fuck I am. Can't believe that shit, son. I got more fucking.
De casa,
reclamaste por la carne.
Estropeaste el video game.
Te peleaste hasta con el perro.
Contaste chistes picantes.
En presencia,
el puro invitado.
Manoseaste
a la vecina.
Ensuciaste
el mantel importado. Casi estrangulaste al loro. Le dijiste al niño.
Cabrón, weón.
Quedaste el televisor.
Le diste un giro al computador.
Y como si fuera poco, gritaste todo pulmón. El alma de la fiesta. 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 Para invitarte de nuevo. Con todo esto, aún faltan más de tus gracias.
Avergonzaste
a mi hija, que era fea, bigotuda y maraca. Sabes que el tío está con remedio, que le hace mal el trago. Lo curaste con tequila y vomito en medio del patio. Y como si fuera poco, gritaste todo pulmón.
Sí, ya quieren lavar.
El alma de la fiesta. 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 Para invitarte de nuevo. Te tiraste peor la cena. Pusiste marihuana en el mate de la abuela. Te dijimos por favor
¡detente!
Y gritabas
¡viejo impotente!
Cuando llegaron los oficiales le decían
¡sí, sí!
A pagar la fianza. No despiertas el dinero.
¿Qué vaya a devolver, weón?
Como si fuera poco, quería seguir la cuerda. El alma de la fiesta. 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 Para invitarte de nuevo. El alma de la fiesta. El alma de la fiesta. El alma de la fiesta. El alma de la fiesta.
Por favor, milord, avísenos con anticipación cuando estará de vuelta.
Para preparar una recepción memorable.
Y masacrarlo en la puerta.
Al desgraciado.
Despreciable.
A patar en los hijos de agua, el bastón y el sombrero.
todos conmigo. Que ya no hay ley en este pinche lugar.
Que ya no hay ley en este pinche lugar.
Que ya no hay ley en este pinche lugar.
Que ya no hay ley en este pinche lugar.
¡No! Oye, pendejo, ¿de qué estás hablando?
De esta ciudad, y yo soy el ciudadano.
Trato de hablar,
trato de opinar. Pero todo ese mano, pues no saben escuchar.
La gente,
eso lo sabe oír.
Para cuando sea muy tarde, ya no podrán decir.
Me equivoqué,
vamos a empezar de nuevo.
Pero
nada se puede hacer, pues ya todo está hecho.
Las leyes que obedezco solo son para chingarme.
Me pones unos perros para que empiecen a juzgarme.
¡El pinche gobierno no vale madre!
No son dioses, pero tienen el poder para crear la ley. Si es así, yo mejor me largo. No soy un pinche perro. Tan solo busco algo de libertad, lejos del dominio.
O algo para darte
una explicación de mi modo de pensar. Así será. ¡A ver!
Con los santos no bebe Juan.
Roma, turn a little bit disco. Yeah, well, good stuff, man. You know, the variety is very varied. Okay, let's cool it a little bit, man. Let's cool it, man. Let's go. It's a little bit relaxed, man. We're coming to the end of the show. I hope that you're going to enjoy the next one, which is next Monday. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and I hope that you enjoy the show. Well, anyway, keep in mind, you know, to you know what I was saying earlier on about you know, fires, about things that are going on in Latin America right now. You know, the ice out of Latin America. And the sooner they realize, you know, that it's wrong what they're doing, what they're trying to do in Latin America, the better, you know. So, anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. And Eddie, compadrito, gracias por sintonizar el programa. Y Margarita de España, la hermana de José. Ok, amigos, amigas, muchas gracias a todos, ingleses, venezolanos, argentinos, chilenos, alemanes, australianos, todo el mundo. I love everyone, man, but as long as you keep your hands to yourself, your country to you, your belongings well looked after, I will always love you. Thank you very much for joining me, and I hope that you guys are going to join me again next Monday. And the usual message, advice, and request. Love one another, and free Palestine.
tabaco y ron. Buena gente, mala gente, el que niega, el creyente, sabio, necio, indiferente, tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco,
tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco,
tabaco y ron. Esa amargura, esa amargura. Lleva, compadre, tu cruz y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, que todos ya llevamos una cruz. Sabio, necio, indiferente, tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco,
tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco,
tabaco y ron. Quita esa mala gana, compadre, que te va a matar esa amargura, esa amargura, esa amargura. Lleva, compadre, tu cruz y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, que todos ya llevamos una cruz.